Thanks for tuning in to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you for the next 5 minutes or so, just to kind of hopefully brighten your day. Brightening your day could be done in Cherry County, Nebraska, in the Valentine area. If you'd like to plan a vacation, go to visitvalentine.com. Whether it's an upcoming hunting trip this fall, maybe a nice fishing trip at the Refuge Lakes, or maybe Merritt Reservoir, check it all out. It's at visitvalentine.org.
And let's talk Tri-State Livestock News. It is packed with insight on cattle, grain, horses, all things ag-related. Everything you're looking for, you're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. And you know how to get it? Go to tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News, that's where you subscribe and get your copy arriving to your place every week.
Can I share something from Kevin Reese of Valentine?
Absolutely.
Kevin, of course, had passed away here a while back, but he'd sent in some nice things. This is called Rodeo and Romance.
Okay? Oh, that sounds like a good one.
Rodeo and Romance, it's all the same. In the big scheme of things, they're both a losing game. Riding broncs broke my neck. Falling in love broke my heart. Looking back now, neither one was probably very smart. But it was worth it in the end. It's been one heck of a ride. And if I could do it all again, if God would just say, re-ride. God bless good horses and love. And that was from Kevin Reese.
Very good. Bill Brown. Douglas Malik wrote this. Bill Brown made a million. Bill Brown, think of that. A boy, you remember, as poor as a rat. He hoed for the neighbors. He did jobs by the day. But Bill made a million, or near it, they say. You can't understand it. Well, neither can I. And then I remembered. And now I know why. The bell might be ringing, the dinner horn blow, but Bill always hoed to the end of the row. Bill worked for my father, you may recall. He wasn't a wonder. Not that at all. He couldn't out-hoe me or cover more ground or hoe any cleaner or beat me around. In fact, I was better in one way that I know. One toot from the kitchen and home I would go. But Bill always hoed to the end of the row. We used to get hungry out there in the corn. When you talk about music, what equals a horn? A horn yelling dinner, tomatoes and beans and pork and potato and gravy and greens. I ain't blaming no one for quitting on time. To stop with the whistle, that ain't any crime. But as for the million, well, this much I know, that Bill always hoed to the end of the row. Something you may have heard before, but it is a classic. Douglas Malik.
I have a little story here. Probably not true.
Good thing you're prefacing it with
yes.
That.
Seeing a homeless guy begging on the street, a woman took pity on him and gave him a handful of change. "Thank you," said the homeless man. "Your generosity is much appreciated. You know, my life used to be great, but just look at the state of me now." "How do you mean?" asked the woman. "Well," he explained, "I was a multimillionaire. I had bank accounts all over the world with hundreds of thousands of dollars, even millions of dollars deposited in some of those. So, where did it all go wrong?" she asked. The homeless man sighed. "I forgot my mother's maiden name."
Really?
I warned you.
Good warning, too. Yep.
Two music lovers were being held hostage, and both were going to be shot. One of them was a country music lover, and the other enjoyed all types of music. Before they were shot, they were asked for one last request before they died. The country music lover said, "I would like to listen to Achy Breaky Heart 50 times in a row." The other music lover said, "Please shoot me first."
Very good.
Not critiquing Billy Ray Cyrus because he made $1 billion off that song.
Yeah, no kidding. And it's a great song. You can't deny that.
It grows on you.
Yep. Young Jimmy was late for Sunday school and the minister asked him why he was tardy. "Sir, I was going to go fishing, but my father told me to go to Sunday school instead." "Well, good for your father. Did he properly explain why it's better to go to Sunday school and not go fishing this morning?" "Yes, sir," Jimmy says. "He said there wasn't bait enough for the two of us."
I was going to say, the dad stayed fishing, didn't he? If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, we certainly like hearing from our listeners out there. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.